Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Guardian starter Luis Ortiz on leave now because of an MLB investigation. So, and then we just came through with,
according to multiple reports.
Well, he's on leave. There's no question on that.
Yes.
I haven't said why, though. I didn't give you the multiple reports. I didn't just now.
Oh, though. You didn't?
No, I didn't say why.
It was a preemptive, according to multiple reports.
Oh, my bad.
That it may be gaming related, right? Not fair. We can say that because multiple reports are saying that. Are we good? Are we worried about? We were worried about every word we said before this.
I'm still slightly worried about it, so I apologize for cutting
you. Okay, but other people are reporting that it might be gaming related. I'll just leave it at
that's
that.
That's like gambling, ESPN, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you. All right, can we just have a little just non-sports conversation here for a couple seconds, even though we are sports talk. But so Jeff and I had this conversation.
Sports talk according to reports.
Yeah, according to reports. I don't know why this came up yesterday. So there a couple like modern technology anxiety things kind of went through my mind over the last 24 hours.
Dude, what about anxiety doesn't go through your mind?
Anxiety itself. Maybe it's the song. By the way, I love that song. I think it's a great song. So two things. Like yesterday, I asked you this question. It was just out of nowhere. I said, if a pilot walked up to you on an airplane.
And we were walking back to our cars after the show, and Baskin drops this on me.
So I say to Jeff, I go, like, if a pilot walked up to you and said, hey, oh, Jeff Phelps, love the show, blah, 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 or whoop-de-doo sports review, like, it's all a part of my adolescence, and I appreciate everything you've done for me. And the pilot walks up to you and he says,
jerk,
Jeff, come on up. Sit in the cockpit for a little while we're flying the plane to wherever. Would you do it? Would you go sit in the cockpit while the plane is flying?
And I said,
and give him the answer.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah.
You would do it.
Yeah.
But for the experience or for the, I mean, like, just because it would be something you've never done before.
I figure I'm in the plane anyway.
Okay.
Can't get any scarier than thinking, yeah, I'm several miles up in the air and really not supposed to be. This thing's that heavy, and they got these two things hanging out on those wings that are too heavy to be hanging, and the propulsion has me going through the air here. Yeah, as if that's not scary enough, it doesn't get much scarier, so why not?
Okay, so now you're going. Dan, are you going? The pilot walks up to you and says, hey, come on, sit in the cockpit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for the thrill of it, I want to see
you're
how this
already
works.
Kind
of
yeah, plane.
Why not? I mean, if you're going to invite me into somewhere I'm not supposed to be, I'm going to show up and I want to see it.
I got to be.
What are you going to do? You're going to sit in your seat. You're going to go squeeze yourself into the bathroom, or you're going to get a chance to go up and watch the plane fly?
Come on. Anxiety of that just drives me crazy. I am so happy that there is a wall between me and the pilot that I don't want to know how the hot dogs are made. And my fear would be to go sit in that cockpit for a couple seconds, and then I would bump into something, and I would mess something up. That like I have no desire ever to sit in the cockpit of a plane while it's in the air. I'm so happy to be detached. That's a magic room up there that makes stuff happen, and I just want to be the happy guy in the back.
You really think that you could do something that would make a plane immediately drop 30,000 feet out of the sky?
Yeah, what happens if while they're walking you up there, we get unexpected turbulence, and now all of a sudden I can't stand, and I fall into something, and then it gets even worse. I don't want to be that guy. I am happy sitting in my seat, locked in on the plane, not going anywhere.
Enjoying your
honey
roasted peanuts.
So I've been lucky enough to be on some smaller planes. I'll leave it at that, right? Lucky enough, yes. And when the pilot walks out of the back.
Candy knows rich people.
Every once in a while this happened. When the pilot gets up to go to the bathroom or get something to drink or to talk to somebody on the plane, the only thing going through my mind is, who the hell is flying this thing?
Otto, we've covered this.
Yeah, I know. So that takes me to the next point.
Otto Worf?
So
hi, Otto.
We were talking about this morning because, you know, it's really cool. Obviously, you can listen to the station anywhere and we were talking about new places where you can listen to the station, and you know, now we're with that with iHeartRadio app. So if you go there, you can find us there. And then Keith was saying how that these cars they have that are now self-driving have computer screens in front of them that if you want to listen to us, you can just go. And then he's like, "Yeah, check out Waymo." Now you were in Arizona. And there were Waymos there?
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place in Phoenix.
Now, I got to tell you, another thing that freaks me out, getting one of those cars. It's autonomous ride. It's not like It's not like Tesla, right?
It is legitimately a self-driving car where the robot is driving the car.
Oh, man. I mean, I have enough anxiety of myself driving, and at least I feel like I have control of the car. Now we're going to hand the control of the car over to the robot. I think I thought of this the first time I took my foot off the accelerator when I was on the freeway using cruise control going, man, I don't know if I like this.
I don't like cruise control either.
I'm not a big cruise control fan at all. And obviously you can see why by my you know, anxiety about flying in planes. And then, you know, getting in a car so Waymo is in like some major cities already, Los Angeles, Phoenix, San Francisco, Atlanta, Austin. And then they're coming soon to Miami and Washington, D.C. I was just checking that out this morning. Dan, explain Waymo to folks.
So it's kind of weird. You see them all over the place. I have not been in one, but I have fallen down this wormhole on numerous occasions because I'm both scared and fascinated by the same exact thing. So what they are is they're self-driving cars. You see them, they kind of got this weird, like, it almost looks like an old school police light on the top of it.
Uh-huh.
And so you get in there and you type into the computer your location, you know, where you want to go.
So first of all, you go to your cell phone to call.
Correct.
The way.
You go to your cell phone to call it. You type in your location where you want to go into there, and it will take you there. And it follows all of the rules of the road. It does all of the posted speed limits, and it will get you where you want to go, like driving with traffic and everything else. And the robot drives the whole thing, and it's been successful.
I don't mean to be. This isn't funny. Didn't one of those cars, not necessarily that brand, I don't know anything about it, but didn't some self-driving car hit and kill some poor woman?
Yes, yeah. Those have happened.
Yeah,
there have been incidents of those things, and they update the software, and they continue. They go into these cities and ask permission to bring them in. And then when they get into there, they do that stuff. And so there's been times where the Waymo has gotten into accidents, and they've had to update the software and go from there. There's been times early on where that took place. That has not happened in a long period of time, thank goodness, and hopefully it doesn't happen from here on out.
I don't know. I'm watching the video of this thing, and it's kind of like, I think as kids we all kind of expected some of this stuff to happen in our lifetime, and now, you know, it's happening. We all had the visions of the Jetsons, right, being their gigantic apartment in the sky. But every futuristic movie, everybody lives a million miles up in the air, right?
Yeah,
think about it. I think about all of the sci-fi stuff. It's people, no one's on the street anymore. Everyone's in the air and everyone's flying around.
Takes care of weeding.
Well, that's a good point. Well, no, the weeds are still growing. You still got weeds. Jeff, we can't get away from that.
I'm over here. I got 2001 A Space Odyssey in my head right now through the whole Waymo thing where I'm going to type an address and it's going to go, I can't let you do that, Dan.
Yeah.
And I'm just toast and locked in there and done for. And you're over here going, don't have to pull all of that ragweed.
Can sell my lawnmower.
Don't have to worry about the dandelions. That's
where do you live? Cloud number 14.
Oh, nice. 14 Cloud Lane. Is that what you're saying?
Heard it's nice up there.
So, Jeff, you saw this Waymo thing. Would you get in it?
No, absolutely no
you
way.
You would not get in it.
Nope.
And Dan, you were thinking about it, but you didn't do it when you were in Phoenix.
The lady friend was like, "We're not getting in one of those ever." Because she was wired the same way you are. She's like, I don't trust the robot. I don't trust the computers. I don't trust any of it. I'm not doing it. I think I would do it because I feel like I'd have to give it a shot. But I wonder how far I would go or if I'd want to go in the highway on it.
Other than one major decision, your lady friend's really smart.
Friends like these, man. Friends like these.
I don't know. I look at this thing and I'm just like, it gets rid of drinking and driving, though, doesn't it?
It depends.
Very much so.
What do you fuel it with?
Yeah, they're electric cars. Are
they all electric?
Are they retrofitting normal cars with this thing, or is it?
I don't know, and no, I think it's a completely new built car. I have no idea on, you know, I think it's its own specific car that's built with the stuff in there. Like, I don't think it's like they took a.
If it's self-driving, why would you even want to be?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm not going to lie.
And if you're self-driving, why would you even want to be in a car that looks like a car? Wouldn't you rather be in a car that kind of is like a suite so you can put your feet out and kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Perhaps they're building it because that's the way it has to be built in order
for
to
now?
Work. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just looking for the. I wouldn't have any problem getting on a train.
Would you get in one of those? Track. You wouldn't get in one. Okay, good.
I'd be super. I'd be freaking out the whole time. I was in.
I'd be so tempted to jump over and get behind the wheel and
I think if I was trying to get from one area of town to another area of town without going on the freeway, I think the freeway part of it would freak me out there too. Like all of a sudden you're in this, you're trusting this. But I mean, we trust airplanes to go.
Yeah, but there's a person there flying it.
But most of the time it's on autopilot, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you don't have to make too many left turns up in the air.
Yeah, but you still got to circle down, don't you?
Very rarely is another plane coming at you.
You hope. Knock on wood.
I said very rarely.
Thank you. Rick Manning, you know him, you love him. My favorite center fielder growing up. Guardians TV, he's with us next. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.